Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every day on this show that I do it, I bring you the crazy world of leftism, and I'm going to bring you this story. It is going to blow your mind, okay? This is a black woman and her brother doing an interview, and this woman is upset. You want to know why? Because one of their other brothers got himself killed because he went to rob a store, and the clerk, as it turns out, had a gun. Here's the clip so you can hear it for yourself.
Knives in your own hands and bring a gun to work. A safety, period. These siblings are furious. Their brother, who police say was an armed robber, was gunned down by a store clerk.
That's right, folks. This guy went to rob a store. I think it was a Dollar General. Does that tell you all you need to know? He goes to rob a Dollar General. And as it turns out, the clerk is armed. The guy brandishes the gun to the clerk. And I didn't see the video, but the clerk got the jump on him and ends up shooting him. And I'm going to play the rest of the clip because I want you to hear the full thing. But as you're understanding this, I want you to understand how leftism has infected America. These are people that cannot see the logic, the crazy logic of your brother is going to rob somebody at gunpoint and you're mad that the person who's working there, who didn't just get robbed. Now, you'll hear her say this in her own voice. Now, as you think about this, I want you to think about Michael Brown Jr. I want you to think about George Floyd. I want you to think about all the black folks who resist arrest, get themselves killed, and then somebody wants to make excuses. And then apply it to anything else. Apply it to Hunter Biden. Apply it to the crazy world of leftism in general, not just... The reason why I pick on blacks being killed by cops is because it's an easy subject. It's one where you go, wait a minute. The dude was beating his girlfriend. Cops get called. Cops show up. Guy tries to take the cop's weapon. Cop shoots the guy. And there's a riot? That really happened, by the way, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But let's hear the rest of this clip so you can understand the level of crazy that leftism has put into the American psyche.
The pair acknowledges that he was wrong for Roosevelt Grafley to try and rob the Dollar General on North Gettysburg Avenue, but they say the clerk shouldn't have had a gun at work. Rochelle and Juwan Grafley say their younger brother, Roosevelt Grafley, was the second of 10 siblings killed by gunfire.
I still don't believe it. Like, at the end of the day, I don't believe my brother is dead. It ain't kicked in yet.
And they're furious about how it happened.
At the end of the day, that's not right.
Police say a Dollar General clerk shot and killed 23-year-old Roosevelt, who showed a gun and demanded cash Wednesday.
Witnesses indicated that the weapon was brandished and pointed at employees.
The siblings recognize their brother's wrongdoing.
They got some responsibility, but not all.
But they say that still doesn't warrant the clerk's actions.
Right and wrong is wrong. That was wrong for that clerk to shoot my brother in the chest. Yes, he's robbing off. Oh, well. Come on, police. That's what y'all supposed to do. Y'all not supposed to take matters in your own hands. If that's the case, I'm going to take matters in my own hands.
Police say the clerk was legally allowed to have the gun. Meanwhile, officers are looking into the possibility Rackley may have been involved in several other commercial robberies.
I know. Shocker. That Roosevelt Bradley may have been involved in other robberies. You know what else is a shocker? That the clerk has not been involved in any other killings. Unless somebody's going after him, he's not going to kill you. See, think about the logic of this girl. She says, yes, he's robbing him. Oh, well. Yes, he's getting robbed at gunpoint. Oh, well. Yes, he could be killed because the clerk is a crackhead or the clerk just flinches or does the wrong thing. But why should this guy have the responsibility? Why should he protect himself? He's working as a clerk at a store. He's just supposed to clerk. He's not supposed to be his own police. He's supposed to call the police. I don't think there were any cops around. I just want you to understand the level of crazy. Oh, by the way, Let's look at the family dynamic here. Okay, first of all, we got a crazy sister and a brother who are standing there defending their brother who's robbed the store and gotten himself killed. So let's just count those two as bad, okay? Put them in the bad column. But what else do we have? We have, they say, he's the second of 10 siblings who died from gun violence. That's 2 out of 10, 20%. And, of course, we've got these other two over here that are knuckleheads that want to forget that their brother was a criminal. And, by the way, the other one, the first one that died from gun violence, I know it's a stretch, but I'm going to make a bet that that sibling was also a criminal. So we've got 4 out of the 10 who don't have any sense. I hope somewhere in those other 10 siblings, somebody found some sense. 23-year-old Roosevelt's going to make a living robbing Dollar Generals. I mean, you know he ain't got no daddy, because a man is going to tell you, look, why are you going to rob a Dollar General? Why don't you just go rob a Safeway? No, I'm kidding. I mean, go rob a bank. If you're going to go to where the money is. A Dollar General. You get killed over, what, you're going to get $132.17? Oh, here's a better advice. Don't rob anything. Do I need to tell you that a family with 10 kids, where 2 of them are killed from gun violence and 2 of them are knuckleheads who believe that clerks and other people shouldn't protect themselves, probably doesn't have the best family dynamic? I'm going to put that out there. Probably doesn't have the best family dynamic. She says her brother has some responsibility, but not all. Yeah, well, see, I'm the person that looks at the origin of things. I go back and I say this. Don't start no SH, won't be no IT. If the brother, and I'm just putting this out here for consumption, if the brother doesn't rob the Dollar General, I'm going to make you a bet. And again, you don't have to go with me on this, but it is based on logic. I'm going to make you a bet that he doesn't get shot by that clerk. Now, you run with that, okay? He bears some responsibility? No, he bears all responsibility. Because if he doesn't go into that place to rob it, he's alive. And you know what the clerk had? I know, you're not going to believe this. The clerk had a legal weapon. What? What? He had a legal... What? The clerk had a legal weapon. And see, I don't know about you, but if I was going to be a clerk at a Dollar General, I'd carry an illegal weapon. I would make sure that if you're going to stick a gun in my face, I've got a chance. I applaud this clerk. I don't want anybody to die. But if you brandish a gun at somebody, that's what you should expect. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the crazy world of leftism, and we just played a clip of a black woman who's mad that her brother was killed because he was committing an armed robbery, and the clerk shot him. Yeah. Crazy world of leftism. This is how these people think. And it's sad to me that people can be that stupid. There is no reasoning with that woman. How dare you kill my brother who was trying to rob you at gunpoint? You didn't need to kill him. Now, if he killed the clerk, what do you think she'd say? He was just trying to get his money. The clerk should have just let him have it. We had a clip of a woman defending her brother. It was a brother, a sister of the guy, and the cousin, both females. And the boy had gone into a woman's house. Luckily, it was all black folks. This woman that was being robbed was black as well. She sees on camera that this kid is breaking into her house. She flips her car around, goes home. She's armed, has a concealed carry license, goes into the house, confronts the boy. He gets all cocky or whatever. She shoots him. And do you know that these girls said she didn't have to kill him? And what did they, how did they rationalize his theft? He was just trying to get some stuff so he could pay for school. He's trying to better his life through armed robbery, better living through armed robbery. Folks, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Don't believe me. You can Google that story. You can find these stories. These people are mad that their brother and cousin got killed because he broke into a woman's house. I'm going to tell you, it was lucky for America that wasn't a white woman, because they would have burned the house down, they'd have killed her, and they'd have burned the neighborhood down. That guy was supposed to get his stuff, and she was supposed to let him. If she was a white woman, she'd be in trouble. You know, the little Indian guy that tried to confront Michael Brown Jr. and stop him from stealing those, whatever, the cigarette rolling papers? You know what Al Sharpton said? He didn't commit a crime. Why did that guy try to stop him? He was not committing a crime. He was only stealing. I'm going to talk about shoplifting in the next hour. Just to let you guys know, it's a harmless thing, right? It's no big deal. Shoot. I mean, it's like abortion. It ain't nothing but tissue. It's the same tissue you and I are made of. It's unbelievable. I want to play this clip. Pink got upset, and this is Australian news. They're going to talk about Pink. She got upset because she, and I think maybe we talked a little bit about it, but she was like, in Florida, you can't read these books and these books and these books and all this. And then she finds out she's wrong.
A star left is losing it with pop star Pink, who took to X to tweet this falsehood this week. She said the following are some titles of books that have been banned from schools in Florida. What got on the list there? To Kill a Mockingbird, The Hate U Give, Forrest Gump, A Catcher in the Rye, Girls Who Code, Atlas Shrugged, 1984, the list goes on and on. Well, it was, of course, a lie. There was a lie that was circulated widely thanks to that tweet from Pink, because after all, she has 30 million followers on the platform. But that didn't stop Community Notes from fact-checking her. Have a look at this Community Note that was added to her tweet saying that this list has been proven incorrect. These books are not banned in Florida. In fact, some are on Florida's required reading list. Fantastic. But guess what happened? Instead of apologizing, instead of just, I don't know, deleting the false tweet, she doubled down with this little tantrum about the MAGA cult getting all mad. Well, please, Pink, that looks a lot like projection on your part. Maybe calm down the anger and try some facts. And those books you had on that list were not accurate.
Not accurate. Oh, boy. Well, who knew? And what did Pink do? The MAGA cult. It's us. We're the ones that are wrong. I mean, you know, you want a border, right? The same way Pink probably has a security around her body, the way she has security around her at concerts, the way they don't. Look, if Pink is so set on her ways, let people in for free. Why are you charging for your concerts? Why are you charging for your music? For goodness sakes. You should be letting people in for free. I bet you she lives in a gated neighborhood. I bet you that woman is so private, you know, outside of her performances, you can't get to her. You think she sees the rationale? Look, all I'm getting at is this. The same thing that I'm playing to you about these silly Negroes that are out there talking about, why y'all got to kill my brother who was robbing you and putting a gun in front of your face? Why you got to shoot him? Is the same logic that Democrats use in almost everything that they hold near and dear. Look at the logic of abortion, for example. How dare you conservatives want to give life to everybody? In other words, what their parents gave them, they want to take away from the next generation. Now, look, I can debate abortion on a lot of different levels rationally, but the idea that we're mean, for one, because we're, what, taking away the woman's body. We're the mean ones. What else do you, I mean, it's insanity. Give me your topic. Taxes. You know what these guys do? They do everything they can to not pay taxes. Everything. They take every loophole. If you like taxes, why are you taking loopholes? Why do you take your deductions? If you want to, well, Kevin, I mean, look, the argument there could be, well, it's only fair. Okay, fine. Let's look at the fairness of taxes. But what about those of you who aren't fair? Do you want to know? I believe the majority of tax cheats, I don't have any data for this. I'm going to tell you right now. But I will bet you money the majority of tax cheats are Democrats. They're leftist. And the more elite the leftist, the more they will try to cheat. The more there are people that will pay accountants lots of dough to make sure they hide their money. And these are the people that will tell you to pay your taxes. Perfect example, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you know what you're going to find out about Joe Biden? Biggest tax cheat in America. His son already is. He gets donors to his dad's campaign to pay his tax debt off. Can you do that? That's income. I could go on. Tax cheats, multiple shell companies, etc. But no, it's you. Well, Americans need to pay their fair share. These fat cats. Bernie, remember Bernie Sanders? The millionaires and the billionaires. And then he became a millionaire. The billionaires need to pay their taxes. No longer was it the millionaires. Give me your topic. I give you the crazy black person talking about you. Why are you going to have a gun, take a gun to work? And you wonder why they want to defund the police? You get what I'm saying? You wonder why they want to unionize work? The companies can't possibly treat their employees good. In a time when people are begging for good employees, what, you got unions? We need unions. The teachers union doesn't give a crap about students. I mean, give me your topic. I will give you the insanity of the left. And I'll do it quick. You see how fast I'm doing it? Yeah, I'm not looking at notes. Nothing's written down here. Coming up next, Hunter Biden.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Henry Kissinger, dead at the age of 100, the former diplomat and political scientist, passing away at his home in Connecticut. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas extended for a seventh day today, minutes before it was set to expire, both Israel and Hamas confirming the extension of that truce. In a televised face-off this week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a red versus blue showdown. That matchup happening tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Fox News Channel. The NYPD made a handful of arrests last night of pro-Palestinian demonstrators several blocks from the annual tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Center. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Little Lord Fauntleroy, the drug-addicted, prostitute-using Hunter Biden is going to have to get investigated and discuss his shenanigans in front of Congress. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Jot that number down. 844-551-8255. Go visit the Kevin Jackson Network. ASAP, you're going to see a lot of cool stuff there, especially our merch, custom merch. You can only get it there. That's going to be our claim to fame. You don't get it anywhere else. Anyway, how dare those Republicans attempt to expose how entitled crackheads conduct the business of the big guy? Who do they think they are? Yep, that's what these dastardly Republicans. It's amazing to me that they think that there's a single system of justice that will hold the Biden family accountable. Don't they know who they're dealing with? This is Hunter Biden. This is the man who brokers deals with Russian oligarchs. He could have you killed. Yeah, Hunter knows people that will have you killed, that will torture you. Don't mess with him. That's what it's into. Hunter's telling the Republicans, you mess with me, I'm going to get Sergey after you. Sergey, come to your home. He will mess with your dog. Oh, boy. Hunter Biden says he's going to testify before Congress in December as part of a Republican-led impeachment investigation into his daddy. And, of course, an investigation into his family. And here's what his lawyer said. Your empty investigation has gone on too long, wasting too many better used resources. It should come to an end. That's what Abby Lowell wrote to the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Hey, you know what, Abby? I agree with you. It should come to an end. And you know what that end is going to be? That end is going to be Hunter taking a plea deal or something. But this is not going to end well for the Biden family. Consequently, Mr. Biden will appear at a public hearing on the date you noticed, December 13th, or any date in December that we can arrange, wrote Lowell. Boy, Here's what I said about that when I read it. I said Hunter Biden picked the wrong time to play Tommy Toughbutt. Oh, yeah. His daddy's star has faded. Leftists have declared open season on Joe Biden. And I know this because I know how to read the tea leaves. Look at the polling. Look at the things that people are now starting to talk about, the rumors. Joe Biden's age is an issue. His mental capacity is an issue. Can he beat Trump? The poll numbers are being exposed. What's next, Joey? What's next, buddy? Well, I know what's next. What's next is Joe Biden is going to get slow walked into impeachment because I think the Republicans have shifted strategy. They have Joe Biden. When I tell, look, Joe Biden is as got as you can be gotten. He's got. Joe Biden, they got his bank records, they got his tax, they got everything they need to fry Joe, Hunter, James, Frank, and all the other Bidens who've been paid by the Chinese, the Romanians, the Uzbekians, the Ukrainians, the Anians and the Ikistans and the whatever. They got them. They've had them for a while. And see, this stuff isn't being leaked to the regular media because why would you? Why would you tip your hand? Now, you could say, well, why don't they give it to Tucker Carlson? Or why don't they give it to, you know, one of these other Bannon? Disheveled Bannon. Remember the first time I met Steve Bannon? Wow. To think that that guy is a... he's a mover and a shaker in conservative circles. It's astounding. Good for him, though. Anyway, why wouldn't they give it to them? Because nobody wants this out. This is one of these ones where the Republicans really have done a pretty good job of not tipping their hand. Slow walking Joe Biden. Let it go. I love it. I love the concept of, because it freezes the Democrats in their place. And you've heard me talk about it, but Gavin Newsom so wants to get into this race, man. If Gavin Newsom could, he would absolutely stab Joe Biden in the back. If he could get away with it politically, he'd do it. And I'm going to tell you something. The level of desperation that the Democrats are starting to get to, don't be surprised if they go. I mean, there's going to be a lot of DEFCON 1s, and some of them have occurred. Dean Phillips getting into the race. Marion Williamson getting into the race. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, that was the first one. But the knives are being sharpened. Yeah. They're readying the deep end of the pool so they can toss old Joey in there. But he's going for a swim. And they're gonna cut him and then let the shark smell the blood in the water because he's gone. As my grandfather would say when we were playing dominoes, gone like a turkey through the cone. I just love it. Man. So, Hunter Biden's doing this tough talk. We'll come in. Yeah, we'll definitely respect your subpoena, but we'll do it, you know, kind of like on our own terms. And you better watch yourself there, buddy. I know a bunch of Russians and Uzbekistans and people from the stands that will come hurt you. And Comer said, Hunter Biden's trying to play by his own rules instead of by following the rules required by everyone else. That won't stand with House Republicans. I'm going to do a pretty good Comer. He's a country boy. Our lawfully issued subpoena to Hunter Biden requires him to appear for a deposition on December 13th. We fully expect full cooperation with our subpoena for a deposition. And he said, also agree that Hunter Biden should have the opportunity to testify in public setting at a public setting at a future date. Now, they're saying that Comer is capitulating. I don't know that he is. I think he's saying he's going to be here on the 13th. Now, if he wants something else at a later date, that's fine. But we're not just going to roll over. And boy, think about the timing of that. So they got Hunter coming in. He's going to do his deposition in front of Congress, what have you. Then, sometime in January, the impeachment inquiry will continue on Joey. What's that going to do? I'm tipping what's going to happen here, folks. After Hunter, Joe Biden, sometime in early January, this is what I suspect. I hate that it's going to happen, but I think this is what's going to happen. I think Joe Biden's going to have to give up the ghost. Joe Biden's going to say, I'm done. They're going to have Hunter. And here's the thing. Let's say Hunter doesn't crack under pressure, and I think he will. I think Hunter will crack like a Hollywood stage chair. He'll fold, man. Quack. Done. But let's say he doesn't. What will Frank do? Jim? At some point, the FBI is going to have to legitimately go after and investigate these guys and do what it does. What if the House Republicans say, if you perjure, we are going to throw the book at you, whatever. I don't know all the ins and outs. And I do know we have a crooked DOJ. But what if all this, you know, forces these guys to finally say, okay, we're guilty, we got to do it. That's when I go back to my original scenario. Joe Biden leaves, kicking and screaming, but he leaves. But Kamala Harris will assure him, I will exonerate everybody in your family, Joe. I will pardon every one of them. And as I mentioned, the biggest thing that Kamala Harris would do, and this is where, and we're going to get into this at some point, but who's her VP choice? Does she prop up Gavin Newsom, make him a VP, and then get out of his way? Or do they say, this is the ticket, Harris-Newton, where Newton runs as a VP. I'm sorry, Newsom. I keep calling him Newton. Newsom runs as a VP on the Harris-Newsom ticket. Do they think that'll work? She's so unpopular, I don't see it working. But they got some questions to answer, don't they? It's going to be fun watching the Democrats get through this. But what will the other Bidens do, even if Joe and Hunter don't crack? And Hunter's going to crack. Hunter doesn't have the... I mean, he's a sharp guy, but only when he's being coddled. And he's not going to get coddled here.
So the question for Hunter is, do you think they really want this guy to testify? Do you think that Hunter is the type of person... I mean, let me put it this way. In the movies, when they say somebody like Hunter's going to testify, generally a hitman is called. You know what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm saying.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hunter Biden is back on the crack. He is, and I know he is. I know how drug addicts, when they backslide, is what we say in the black community. And I know this because Hunter Biden claims he wants to testify in public. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Do me a favor, jot down the Kevin Jackson Network at the .com and 844-551-8255. Keep those in your mental Rolodex on your desk available to you so you and I can communicate, as many of us do, routinely. Anyway, Hunter Biden, back on the drugs, needs to go back into rehab because I can tell you something. This clown in no way, no shape, no how wants to testify publicly. Hunter Biden would have been better off going behind the scenes begging for mercy. But the guy who fought his gun charge, three gun charges, says he's not guilty when he's with the gun in a video. Why not say you were not guilty of being, you know, with the prostitutes, Hunter? Why not say you were not guilty of weighing dope and smoking crack in public? Why not say you're not guilty of paying child support? Whatever. Why not say you're not guilty of laundering money for the Biden crime family? Because all these crimes as well are caught on laptop, in some cases on camera, and you know who the villain was that turned you in, Hunter? It was you. With friends like Hunter, the Biden family doesn't need any enemies. These guys are something else. Wow. What do you think you can get away with? How cocky must you be to literally be brandishing a gun? Hey, look at my gun. And go, I don't know. Why should I have a gun charge? Because you bought a gun, you criminal. You crackhead criminal. You weren't supposed to have a gun. Brothers go to prison for stuff like this, white boy. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Here's what they write. People are afraid to have Hunter Biden. I ended the last segment telling you, Hunter Biden is the dude in the TV shows and the movies. When they say he's about to testify, people go, oh, well, you know what we got to do. Nobody says it, but you know what you got to do. You know what I mean? Woo! Hunter better be happy that he ain't Hillary. He's not testifying against Hillary Clinton. Because, woo! I can just say this, Joe and family could already start making arrangements. Age for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party operatives, this is from Politico, are reportedly divided on the political consequences of Hunter's legal counteroffensive. I love how they put that, his counteroffensive. Hunter's on the offense. Oh, he's offensive, all right. He's offensive, as is that Maury, Fit for Maury family he's from. You know, Joey shower with Ashley Biden. You know, messed Ashley so up so bad, Ashley became a nymphomaniac. Messed Hunter up so bad, he became a crackhead. And Bo will never know, because he passed away sadly. In the war, Joe would tell you. Anyway, how's Hunter going to do under pressure? Got a couple of clips. I don't think Hunter's going to do very well. Here's the one where he's asking on 60 Minutes about his laptop.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's... This
I
is
really a, don't know okay. The answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to
no.
be repaired
no.
in Delaware?
Not
no.
that I remember at all. At all. So, we'll see.
Or it could just be your laptop, Hunter, which is what it was. And Hunter's going to get a lot of people in trouble because, let me tell you, many members of the FBI are going to get caught up in this. And by the way, I told you guys, I said if I were Donald Trump, when I got into my second term, first thing I would do, I'd fire all the directors, FBI, CIA, NSA, and all their clandestine agencies ahead of them. I'd fire almost every one of them. Certainly Christopher Wray, the NSA, the CIA, and the Department of Homeland Security, which of course is going to go just because there's a regime change. But they'd all be gone. Then I'd fire all their assistant directors. And then I would make everybody in the agency take a polygraph. And I would ask them, were you knowledgeable about any of the activities that led to my coup? And if they fail that polygraph, then I would, well, I'd ask them, do you believe that the election was stolen in 2020? And then I'd ask them, did they participate? Of course, they'd find out who lied, because if they go, yeah, I think it was stolen, then I'd say, did you participate? And if the ones that said, no, I don't think it was stolen, I know they would come up as liars. You get what I'm saying? I would just go, I would clean house. Anybody that didn't pass polygraph, grounds for firing. I would use every loophole in the government's arsenal to dump everybody in this crooked government that does not represent us. How about you? Anyway, here's the next Hunter Biden clip that leads me to believe he will crack under pressure. Here you go.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me in a criminal case, and my father without telling me.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. He is a whiny little chump, isn't he?
My father, the New York Times is calling.
I don't know if you caught that, but he says, I get calls from my father. And then he goes on to explain that his father's saying, I'm not routing these calls to you. I'm going to route them to your partner. This is a guy admitting he's dealing with his daddy. Anyway. So, they're debating on the political consequences of Hunter's legal counteroffensive. And here's how this article continues. Biden advisors and Democratic strategists have different perceptions of how Hunter's aggressive legal strategy will influence his father's political fortunes as he runs for re-election. This is what people supposedly close to Biden are saying. You don't need to have people close to Biden to tell you this. By the way, this aggressive legal strategy, as I mentioned, deny that you even had the gun. Deny that. I even heard Hunter say about that gun, what's a big deal? It's not like I did anything with it. Okay, fine. Is that the defense that everybody can use that catches a gun charge? What's the big deal? I mean, wasn't like I used it yet. That is until you do. The laws are there for a reason, crackhead. Nobody wants somebody who can succumb to drugs to have access to motor vehicles, anything that can put other people in harm's way. But no, that doesn't matter to Hunter because he's above the law. They go on to say this. A former 2020 campaign aide told Politico, some White House officials feel, quote, irritated that he's being more aggressive because he is not clearing the tactics and strategy. In other words, look, if Joe Biden has nothing to hide, what does the White House care? Why does the White House even care what he's doing? Say, you know what? Hunter's on his own. As Joe Biden said, my son did nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. We've never taken any money. Okay, fine. Let him come in and testify. And you think, honestly, Hunter wants to do this in front of the public? Seriously. I mean, I could give you a lot of scenarios of things that people don't want in public. And I promise you, this is one of them. He said, Hunter Biden keeps his father up to date on his legal maneuvers, and his legal team informs the White House ahead of any major legal decisions. Really, kind of like as if the Bidens were, what's the word, partners?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.